Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Juan Manuel Benitez. It's a special day for me. Exactly 20 years ago, on August 22nd, 1999, I arrived in New York City. I remember it was a hot summer day, like today. I was carrying a big suitcase, took a cab from JFK, not LaGuardia, to Morningside Heights. I didn't have just a few dollars in my pocket. I have to say I was lucky enough to come with a generous scholarship to study international affairs at Columbia University. But I was scared. I was young, in my 20s, a gay kid, but very much in the closet, coming from a mid-sized Spanish town, really intimidated by this big city. In my head, I convinced myself, you know what? I'm going to be here for the next 2 years of this master's program, and then I'm out. This is too big. This is too scary. But all those fears evaporated in a second. The moment I got off the cab, I don't know what happened. But I immediately thought, wait a minute. This feels like home. And it's been home for the last 20 years. The city has given me so much. I got to say, too, it has asked from me so much. But there you go. It's been 2 decades. And I can't think of a better way of celebrating my anniversary with the city than guest hosting this Brian Lehrer Show and talking to you all. So I'm asking you now, listeners, how long have you been in New York? When did you know you were a real New Yorker? What's your first memory of New York? Did you come to New York like I did in 1999? Can you help me remember how that time was? You can call us at 212-433-WNYC. That is 212-433-WNYC. 9692. We're going to take your calls after this short break. Stay with us. Upside, inside out. She's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living la vida loca. Her lips are devilish. And her skin's a color mocha. This is the Brian Lehrer Show. Filling in for Brian today, I'm Juan Manuel Benitez. I'm celebrating my 20th anniversary in New York City, August 22nd, 1999. It was the summer of living La Vida Loca. And it's not that easy to remember how things were because we had email, but not as much as we do now. Not everybody had cell phones. We didn't have social media, that's for sure. Things that I remember from 1999 when I arrived in New York, well, the Twin Towers were still standing. Giuliani was mayor. The sitcom Friends was huge, and Sex and the City was in its second season. What do you remember from 1999 New York City? When do you come to New York? When do you feel you were a real New Yorker? You can call us at 212-433-WNYC. That is 212-433-9692. You can also tweet us at Brian Lehrer. And we're going to talk to Kara in Kew Gardens. Kara, welcome to the Brian Lehrer Show. What's your story?
Hi. So my New York anniversary is actually tomorrow. I'll have been in New York City for 4 years tomorrow.
I came up here in 2015.
Yeah, thank you. I came up here to take a job at Queens Public Library. I'm a teen librarian there. And you know what? It's wild because my whole family is from up here. I grew up in the D.C. area, but my mom grew up in Floral Park on Long Island, and my dad grew up here in Queens. So I keep running into these coincidences. My mom for a while went to high school in Jamaica, a few blocks from where I work now. Mm-hmm. My dad went to a high school that I serve as a teen librarian. So I serve the students at his alma mater. The bus that I take to work used to be, this is absolutely true. I am not kidding. Mm-hmm. Used to be the route that my grandfather drove when he was a trolley driver.
Wow.
It's crazy. I've written this in donation forms before, though, and this is what made me want to call. What made me go from feeling like somebody who lived in New York to feeling like a New Yorker was listening to the show.
Oh, really?
And getting this connection to the ins and outs of local politics and hearing all these people from all these neighborhoods that I had heard of but now lived in the same city as. This was kind of my connection to getting getting to feel like a New Yorker with listening to Brian.
Thank you so much for listening, Karen, and congratulations tomorrow, and I hope you celebrate, okay?
Thanks very much. Have a good day.
And you too.
Bye.
Thank you. And we're going with Ramona in Brooklyn. Ramona, welcome to the Brian Lehrer Show. What's your story?
Hola, Juan. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. ¿Y usted? How are you? How's everything?
I'm wonderful. On September 9 of this year, I came here in 1976, September 9th, from Ecuador, South America. I was only 9 years old. The first thing I remember was getting into the plane, sitting down, and learning my first two words of English was no smoking.
Uh-huh.
And I practiced that, no smoking.
Wow.
And that's it. So September 9th, 2019, I have a big celebration.
I hope you do, Ramona. Thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you. And the Spanish block.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Maggie is in Sunnyside. Maggie, welcome to the Brian Lehrer Show. What's your story?
Hi there. Well, first of all, happy 20th to you. That's such a big milestone.
Thank you, Maggie.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share a fun anniversary tradition that I kind of started. I've been in New York for 5 years now, moved here from Kansas, and I take off work every single March 15th. And what I like to do is I take a train to the Bronx, and I walk by foot just from the top of Manhattan all the way down to the bottom and just take in how the neighborhoods flow and all of the things around the city that sometimes you miss when you're underground on the train. So it's a really beautiful day that I spend by myself walking. And then I end my day with all of my friends gathering at the Manhattan side of the Brooklyn Bridge. And they walk across the bridge with me. And that's kind of how the celebrations end every year. And it's a really special tradition that I'm so glad that is a part of my story here.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful, Maggie. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
And we're going with Phil in Queens. Phil, good morning. Welcome to the Brian Lehrer Show. What's your New York story?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I got here a few years just before you. I arrived from Florida. I drove up, and I arrived on January 7th, 1996, the day of the Great Blizzard. And my friend and I couldn't, there was no cell phones back then, couldn't get in touch with my roommate in Williamsburg way before it was such a super cool neighborhood. We ended up having to drive around and hang out in the city. We were in Central Park as the snow was coming down. And then the next day there was 3 feet of snow on the ground, and it was really an amazing change from sunny Florida. But it was for me, it was a fantastic welcome to the city.
When do you realize, Phil, that you were a real New Yorker?
It's funny because I kind of immediately felt like, wow, this place is for me. And I think I really felt like a real New Yorker the next day when I had to return my vehicle and I couldn't get it out because there was, you know, would have taken me hours to dig it out. And I saw a plow truck coming down my street, and I ran up to him. I said, listen, I got to take my car or my truck. I'll give you $20 if you'll dig me out. And he said, okay, no problem. And I thought, this is my town. I really felt like a New Yorker at that moment.
That's great. That's a great story, Phil. So thank you so much for calling today.
Thanks a lot.
We're going to talk to Sirin in New Jersey. Sirin, welcome to the Brian Lehrer Show. What's your New York story?
Well, I came to the United States in 1985 on the 24th of August, so very close to the anniversary. And I came here to be a graduate student. And in those days, we were flying to JFK, so I flew out, flew over all the beautiful homes in the Hamptons, and I looked out of the plane, and I thought, this is what America is. And it kind of made me scared. And then we drove through Queens on the way out of the airport, and I saw that urban experience. And I knew I wasn't going to be that far from home, because it was going to New York, was going to give me the exact same urban experience that I had since I came from a very big bustling city, Mumbai, in Bombay, in Maharashtra, India. And it's been home since. I only realized how much of a New Yorker I had become when I actually moved to New Jersey, and I realized how much I missed New York. So, yeah.
Sirin,
I'm definitely a New Yorker now.
Sirin, thank you so much for your story.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And we're going to talk to James in Manhattan, and I know who James is, I think. James, what's your New York story?
Hey, Juan. How you doing, man?
Very good. How are you, James? Tell me your New York story. You came from Canada.
Yeah, I came from Toronto, and, you know, I never really wanted to be in New York, but then when I got here, it's like Toronto on steroids. And what was it, 20 years ago I knew you, Juan?
Yeah, it's been like close to 20 years. Yeah, yeah.
20 years. My God, I guess I'm thoroughly entrenched in this, you know, especially being the neighborhood guy, like you always told me, having restaurants is just like, I don't know, my kid's born here, and like I listen to you on the radio, Juan, I just realized that, wow, 20 years I've known you and how long I've been in New York, I guess.
So, James, when do you realize, we never talked about this in person, when do you realize you were a real New Yorker?
I guess when I would go downtown, I would just meet people that I knew from soccer and the restaurants and just being part of it. But, you know, the thing about New York has changed in 25 years since I've been here so much. And I guess, I don't know, man. I just kind of transmorph itself. I guess maybe the city took over my personality, or my personality morphed into what it needs to be to survive in New York City. I don't know. But it was definitely like, it just happened, I think, you know?
Yeah, it definitely does. Thank you so much for calling, James. We'll see you. I'll see you soon, okay?
Take care, buddy.
Bye. Bye-bye. We're going to talk to Malika in Brooklyn. Malika, what's your New York story?
So I moved to New York in Columbus Day 2003 for an unpaid internship after graduating college in Chicago. And I ended up staying, getting a job, meeting my husband. We have two kids. Our oldest is 10 and our youngest is 18 months. And I never really thought that this would be where I would raise my family and have a family and kind of grow into being an adult. But here I am. I'm turning 40 next year, and I'm still here. So,
and was it an aha moment, Malika, when you realized, you know what, like, I'm a real New Yorker. There's no other place I want to live in.
Yeah, because my husband and I, we talk all the time about, like, because sometimes things are hard here. Like, we're still renters, and we're like, oh, maybe we should move, but we can never find where to move to, so we stay, and we actually love it here. So,
that's great. Thank you so much, Malika.
Thank you.
We're going to go with Margarita in Weehawken, New Jersey. Margarita, Weehawken, New Jersey, welcome to the Brian Lehrer Show. What's your New York story?
Well, my New York story, I came in 1962 with my young brother. We both arrived to my aunt's house in New York. We came from Cuba. My father and mother followed after us because nobody left altogether. And I am very proud to have lived in the little neighborhood that we lived in, Washington Heights. My aunt made a living because she had been working in the United States for a long time. As a designer. Mm. And one of the things that we worried about is how my father was going to make a living. My father had been a rising star in TV and radio in Cuba before he left. And, of course, he couldn't look to that career in the United States because who knows? And there was no possibility in the beginning. But slowly, my father made a living. He mopped floors in the Pfizer building on 42nd Street and unloaded banana boats in the Hoboken ports or piers. And in 1965, my father was already a rising star in one of the many local TV, I mean, actually at the time it was only radio stations that broadcast to a growing Spanish-speaking audience. My father eventually became an important announcer and TV personality before there was Telemundo and Univision. Mm-hmm. So I am very proud to have grown up in that neighborhood, spent my formative years there. I went to both public schools and parochial schools in the neighborhood, and I miss New York every day. But I work every day in New York.
So you're still here in New York?
No, I'm living in Weehawken, but I commute every day to work.
Right, so you're still here in New York because you work here, so you're still here with us. Margarita, thank you so much for your story, and it's a story that, tells us
it's
that
so
anything is possible here in New York.
Exactly. And my father was not going to take no for an answer.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Margarita.
Thank you.
We're going to talk to Elaine in Brooklyn. Elaine, good morning. Welcome to the Brian Lehrer Show. What's your New York story?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, awesome. Well, I was born in Illinois and came here when I was 5 due to my father's work. And I happen to be the only person in my family who was not born in Brooklyn. So we grew up in Queens, mostly stayed and was educated in Queens, but then moved to the Washington, D.C. area for 2 years, where I have to be honest, was the place where I finally realized that I am a New Yorker through and through.
Mm-hmm.
And a little while ago when you were mentioning how when you first arrived in New York in 1999 and you stepped out of the car and you realized, even though you had all this stress and anxiety beforehand, as soon as you got out of the car, you knew that you belonged here and this was home. And it brought tears to my eyes because I recognized that feeling.
Thank you.
Although I was in Washington, every time I came back to New York, that's the feeling I got. I belong here. So I'm back. And it's awesome to be back a New Yorker.
We're glad you're back, Elaine. Thank you so much for calling today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll have to leave it there. I'm New York One's political reporter, Juan Manuel Benitez. Thank you so much for sharing your stories, your New York stories. We're going to take a break, but after the break, we're going to talk about island hopping here in New York City.